"Outside Camden Tube," says a male voice, cheerful, American, looking toward Virgin. "You see," says Big End, "he's right there." "Hang up," Case tells herself. She doesn't. "Parkway, right?" the American voice. "Straight up from the station."
"Hubertus, this is really pointless."
"Please," Big End says. "Meet with Boone, it can't hurt. If there's no chemistry, you can go to Paris."
"Chemistry?"
"A vacation on Blue Ant. I'll have the office arrange the hotel. A bonus for vetting the H&P job. We knew we could rely on you. The client is going to the new logo for the spring line. We'll need you then, of course, to check each intended implementation."
He's doing it again. She realizes that it might actually be easier to meet this man, this Boone, and then go to the airport. She can always avoid Big End in New York, she hopes.
"Is he still on the line, Hubertus?"
"Right here," says the American voice. "Heading up Parkway."
"Ring twice," she says, and gives him the street number and the number of the flat. Hangs up. She goes into the kitchen and gets Damien's brand new German paring knife and a black bin liner, as they call them here, unlocks the door. It's still there on the knob. She grits her teeth and bunches the black plastic around it, hiding it, uses the knife to cut through the black cord. It falls into the bag. She puts the bag on the floor just outside the door, closes the door, returns the knife to the kitchen, back to the door. She takes a deep breath, steps outside, takes the black keys from around her neck and carefully locks the door. Gingerly picks up the black bag, the thing deep within it now, like a dead rat but not as heavy, and descends to the landing where she stuffs it down behind the stacked fashion magazines waiting to be carted away. She sits down with her back to the wall and wraps her arms around her knees. The knot is back, and now she realizes, to her considerable annoyance, that her period has arrived. Back upstairs to deal with that, and things barely under control when she hears the doorbell ring twice. Shit. Shit. Fuck. Forgetting to relock the door, she goes down. This will take 1 minute, if that. She'll apologize for Big End's having pushed their meeting, but she'll be firm. She isn't going to embark on any Big End finance search for the maker of the footage. It's that simple. The street door is white-painted oak, but the enamel is yellow, chipped and smudged, pre-Reno. The spy tube set into it hasn't been clean enough to see through it since World War II. She unlocks and opens it.
"Case, I'm Boone Chu. Glad to meet you," extending his hand.
He's still wearing the leather car coat with the faded seams. Right hand extended, his left around the leather handle of the little suitcase, battered and buffed, that she'd noticed a few hours earlier in Soho. "Hello," she says, and shakes his hand.